Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling along here on a Buffalo Victory Football Monday playoff edition. I've said it many different ways today. It doesn't matter because it all just feels good to talk about it with you here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And of course, as always on a Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. All right, let's take a call or two, and then I'm going to turn the page a little bit. We'll talk about what happened this week and then look to next week. Greg in Lancaster. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Sal. I just had two quick questions. Sorry to. The first was MVP voting. Is there a deadline?
Yes.
I'm curious.
It's already passed. It's the it had to be by last week, at the end of last week's regular season. The playoff games do not count. All voters have to have their votes in probably by like Tuesday of last week.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. Is like if they could take into consideration. Obviously.
No.
You know, you hope they don't, but obviously that's good that there's a deadline. The other question I had was, I was at the game. There's a cute blonde on the sideline I saw you talking to. Who was that?
Well, I talked to a lot of people on the sidelines. They all have different color hair, too. Steve in Michigan. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I'll go Bills. Great victory. Just two quick things. On the Bill Vinovich conversation with Josh Allen, it was pretty easy to read Vinovich's lips, and I don't know if people are thinking he was yelling at Allen or something like that. I think what had happened, of course, there was the holding call that wasn't called in the end zone, and Bills had to kick the field goal. But Vinovich, and of course, Josh was screaming at refs, some of the crew about it. Well, Vinovich comes over there, and you could see what he says and reading his lips. It was something like, it happened. That's not on them. It's on me.
Yeah. We talked about it on the radio broadcast.
Okay.
It was after Dalton Kincaid was clearly held in the end zone, yep. And he wanted a penalty, and Josh wanted a penalty, and in that timeout or whatever that happened, the Bills kicked a field goal, and then they go to a TV timeout. Vinovich had a conversation with Josh and apparently was saying something. It looked like the effect of, that's our bad, we missed that one.
Yes, exactly. And it's interesting that it was actually Kincaid that didn't really catch that ball down the field, but that just kind of went by. Hey, just one other quick thing. I suppose like a makeup call almost. But I believe on this game coming up next weekend, Sal, that the 35-10 win that the Ravens had over the Bills creates a decided psychological advantage for the Bills this weekend. And the reason for that is that the number one, the basic side of it, is the fact that it's hard to beat a team twice in a season.
Yeah.
Especially if now you're going to their place and so forth. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, there's the business of the Ravens, you know, kind of tend to maybe crumble when they have wins. But I think the bigger and deeper thing is the fact that they beat the Bills that badly. Psychologically, that sets the benchmark for the Ravens, is that's what we have to do to beat the Bills. Score three times as many points. And with the Bills laying 31 unanswered on Denver yesterday, it's got to be in their minds that the Bills are going to score probably more than 10 points when they go and see him. I think the Bills have a huge psychological advantage because of how badly the Ravens beat them before. That set the benchmark for how the Ravens have to perform this time, and it's a high mark.
All right.
They might have been far better off if they'd beaten the Bills 27-24.
Yeah, I mean, I would always say, Steve, sorry, I got to go, man. I got to go. Thank you. Yeah, I would say it this way. Thanks for the call, Steve. I always believe that if when you match up, the team that lost has a bit of an advantage because they'll make more adjustments versus the team that won. The team that won says, hey, let's just do what we did. Now, they will make adjustments, but a lot of times it's, let's stick to that plan. It worked last time. The team that lost has to kind of regather themselves, think about what went wrong, why they lost, make adjustments. We also know the Bills did not have Matt Milano, of course, Terrell Bernard, Taron Johnson, none of them in that game. They also lost Khalil Shakir early. Not an excuse. The Ravens won the game, deserved it. They really played a good game and just blew out the Bills. But I do think things can be different in this game for a lot of different reasons. That is one of them, having those guys healthy. Another is what you just said, Steve, having the ability to kind of go back and say, what went wrong in that game? What can we fix? A lot of times I think that is a bit of an advantage for teams that, you know, lost the previous game. Okay, I mean, if the same is said, if the Bills play the Chiefs, you kind of look at it the other way too, right? Look at the Chiefs. They lost the Bills. They'll want to atone for that. It's their only loss of the year. But that is getting way ahead of ourselves. Let's go back and take a look at what happened this weekend. Speaking of the Chiefs, they, of course, had a bye week this week. They did not play. They awaited what happened in the AFC, which all got kicked off on Saturday. The Texans. How did the Texans, the way they played, win by 20? Unbelievable. 32-12 over the Chargers. Justin Herbert throws three picks all year. He throws four in this one game. Playoffs are just a different animal. I respect the Texans' pass rush. They're going to be coming after Patrick Mahomes. That's what they're going to have to do to try and beat him on this Saturday. But, boy, the Texans, they just kind of turned up the heat and made some plays on defense, and you look up, and it's 32-12. Also, I do wonder, you know, with everything going on in L.A., you hope that the Chargers, you know, would be able to have a full, you know, attention on a game, but I'm sure at some point that wasn't the case last week with everything going on in L.A., with the fires. Of course, the Ravens then on Saturday night, they beat the Steelers 28-14. They had a 21-0 lead, and then the Steelers scored, then the Ravens scored, then the Steelers scored. And then, you know, there were a couple times where it looked like the Steelers were going to get the ball down two scores, and you never know. Mike Tomlin, how do you punt on fourth and inches from, like, what, the 35, close to 40, whatever it was? I just, man, you got to give your team a chance to win. You just weren't going to do it that way. Ravens win. Derrick Henry just goes off in this game. Runs for 186 yards in this one. Okay, after the Bills game yesterday, the Eagles beat the Packers 22-10, and they just stifled them on offense. The Packers had a couple opportunities. They just couldn't score. They missed a field goal. They wound up getting some injuries here. Saquon Barkley runs for 119 yards in this one. Jordan Love throws for 212, but throws three interceptions to that Philadelphia defense. Philadelphia now will host their division rival, the Washington Commanders. Best game of the weekend so far. 23-20, Washington beats Tampa. They go there, and how about Jaden Daniels? I'm going to talk about him in just a moment. Hint, hint. Sit up, stand down. But he throws for 268 yards and two touchdowns. Baker Mayfield, 185 and a pair of touchdowns. They did a nice job of containing Mayfield in that offense. Only 20 points scored. And at the end of the day, Greg Zuerlein at the end of the game gets a walk-off field goal for the Washington Commanders, who move on now to go to Philly to take on the Eagles in the divisional round. We'll look ahead to the next game and the next week. When we come back here, get to sit up, stand down, and hey buddy as well on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.